This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, is this constitutional? An Ohio court tells a father who doesn't pay child support to stop siring kids. But first, tensions about democracy, civil rights, and terrorism broke out in the Chicago suburb of Orland Park this week. In recent years, white residents have clashed with the growing Muslim community in the area, especially after the 9/11 terrorist attacks. The latest flashpoint is a proposal to build a mosque. NPR's Anne Hawk reports.
It was standing room only Tuesday night in the small, brightly lit chamber of Orland Park's Village Hall. Nearly 200 people turned out for a planning commission meeting where a group of local Muslim doctors sought a permit to open a mosque near this suburb southwest of Chicago. Once the commission heard architectural plans for a new mosque, it opened up the microphone for public comment. First up was Jane Hokanen. She's been a resident for 63 years and says she's very opposed to the plan.
If you want to use that land for anything, you should donate it to the Chamber of Commerce to have their carnivals instead of religion. Frankfurt's not that far for them to travel to.
Frankfurt is a neighboring village to the south with a mosque, but most Muslims in Orland Park attend an overcrowded mosque in Bridgeview about 20 minutes away. Tammy Ismail responded to Hokanen's comments.
It just saddens me now to hear members of my own community of Orland Park say that, you know, why can't they drive somewhere else? Just like we like to contribute financially our time, our efforts to our hometown, we'd also like to have the same opportunities to worship in our hometown.
Muslim civil rights groups say several communities nationwide have opposed new mosques since September 11th, and there have been protests against mosques in at least two other towns here on the outskirts of Chicago. Residents in the growing suburb of Orland Park who oppose the mosque cite potential traffic as their main concern. They also say a mosque will hurt real estate values. Ronald Felt says a mosque's dome would have a dampening effect.
Now, if you put a 72-foot gold ball up there, it has nothing but a negative effect on property values. I don't care if it's a gold ball or 72-foot arches on a McDonald's. It has the same effect.
But Kais Hassan said that hasn't been the case for the mosque in Bridgeview.
If we're going to take the case of a comparable middle-class community with a mosque, if you look at, say, for instance, Bridgeview here, if you look at the actual values of the properties from 1981 when the mosque was erected till now, you'll find that, say, for instance, your average single-family home of, say, 2,000 square feet is going to either meet or exceed that of Orland Park.
A young man named Bob Duba offered himself as a counterexample. He and his fiance are looking for a home.
And we were considering buying in Orland, and I know if the mosque goes through that we wouldn't. And I talked to a bunch of other people, too, that also feel the same way, so I'd like to argue with the last man's point and say that the property values will go down.
Reactions were mixed among Orland Park residents. Opponents presented a stack of petitions against the mosque, but late in the evening, the commission voted in favor of recommending the granting of a special use permit. Muslim residents were overjoyed, but opponents outside the hall immediately began mobilizing to voice louder protests at the next stage. Susan Vellon, a neighbor of the proposed mosque, is among the residents who want to hire a private investigator to check out the mosque's funding sources. The village has said it won't and legally can't look into financing, but Vellon and others want more information.
This is a big thing. We're worried about terrorism. It hasn't been that long since 9/11 took place. And we don't know how the funding is. Who is funding all this?
Later this month, the proposal for a mosque in Orland Park moves to a planning committee and then will be in the hands of the village trustees. Anne Hawk, NPR News, Chicago.